Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
I had to check, Mr. Lobo, because for some reason, I thought at one point you and I had chatted, but I find no record of it at all. So
I think
we did too, but it must have been in like a news feature or something.
It's weird.
Yeah, I know.
Another Mandela effect. Chalk and chalk it up. With us, it was you, me, and Sinbad.
Mr. Lobo is a regular guest here on Coast to Coast AM. I feel like I know him. He's the host of Cinema Insomnia. I was looking at some of your YouTube videos getting ready for our conversation tonight. Well honored for being not just a fan of the horror genre, but also one of those people that keeps it alive with the humor zine and underground comics he's done, and with radio theater and other things that I also obsess over.
Other things on the Wikipedia.
Yeah. No, but I looked on your page. I looked everywhere. Everybody seems to be ripping off the same lines. Everybody's using the same. But, you know, I go for word economy. I could write a haiku.
I want to hear this haiku.
Well, before the end of the night, I will do that. And I take my haiku very seriously. So I could write a dirty limerick off the top of my head, but I don't think that would get anybody anywhere.
That might get you into trouble. Standards and practices, Ian. Standards and practices.
Since when have those been around? We don't have those at Coast to Coast. They never would let me on it.
We're broadcasters. We have a higher standard.
That's true. So anyway, really like your work, and thank you for joining to come with us as we talk about, and I think this is really important, is you are a fan of the of both the cinema of horror, but also just kind of the genre as a whole. I know that you're probably very saddened by the fact that so many great movies which were slated to be released before the end of summer, which is typically when a lot of the popcorn, you know, drive-in type movies come out, are on hold and may, you know, wait until the end of the. So I like to supplement that by going into my, you know, Contour I have the Cox system where I can go back and I can watch all these old movies. So I'd love a top 10 before we're done. Of movies that we could pull up and we could watch, which might be able to satisfy our need for something fun and new.
Okay. All right. Well, there are, I guess we could talk about a lot of different things as far as tonight, as far as streaming and on Netflix and that sort of stuff.
And there's a lot of different genres, too, right? I mean, there's the...
Absolutely. Well, there's my particular realm, like, even though I'm best known as a horror host, I like to... my category are, like, late-night misunderstood movies, you know?
Yes.
At the bottom of the barrel kind of stuff.
You right.
Plan Nine from Outer Space. That's my bag.
I totally get it.
I love those movies that... we like to say they're not bad movies, just misunderstood.
Yeah, or they're so bad they're good. You just can't stop watching them.
I mean, like The Brain That Wouldn't Die, I think I've seen that 1,000 times, and every time it's on, I have to stop everything I'm doing. And
City of the Dead, another great. A lot of these movies are in the public domain, too, which is also fun.
Yeah, and so a lot of those you can find. And what's interesting, and this is sort of a side thing, but I mean, my show is now back pretty on broadcast on a lot of public and PBS and community and educational channels. For whatever reason, I've had another resurgence in broadcast. I've got 32 stations that have kind of picked the show up out of nowhere.
Oh. Excellent.
And we have a footprint of 7 million homes. So there's a whole bunch of people who were discovering these movies again. I'm getting these younger viewers now. And,
sure.
You know, not that I'm hoping for Hollywood to fall apart, but during the pandemic, that a lot of people found Cinema Insomnia during the pandemic. And I would assume that during the strike, a lot of people are going to be finding independent content, more obscure movies. I think people are going to be widening their palette of what they're going to enjoy, you know.
Well, I think there's some, obviously there's some telling reasons for why those movies, the ones that aren't bad, they're just misunderstood. They're so much fun for the right person to be. If you don't take it too seriously, if you're not looking for, there's so many of these movies, I think they're just kind of like horror porn, and I don't get anything out of that at all, you know? Right?
Yeah, I don't like crying in my horror movies. You know, if I wanted holding hands and crying, I just watch a Lifetime original.
Right. But I like crying when it's really fakey, and when the people's when they got their hands in front of their face and they're, I like that's kind of, you know, but not like, yeah, not like Brad Pitt in A River Runs Through It or whatever, you know, not, or Legends of the Fall. What I want is, and this is what you deliver on, and I think you're on Roku too?
OSI 74 on Roku, and Fossum also is on many platforms also. So I'm kind of on a lot of different platforms.
But you're the perfect host for films that don't take themselves too seriously.
That's preferred, actually, because I feel like I'm Hamburger Helper. I feel like I need to be, and I've got something to say about them. And then when I get too boring, it goes back into the movie.
Right.
And so I feel like it's a very symbiotic relationship. If the movie's too good, I get jealous. You know,
yeah.
I don't want competing with the movie stuff.
No, and I think a lot of the movies, maybe Tuna Helper is really more
Tuna Helper.
That's really more it, I think.
I like Devil Bat's Daughter, that's definitely Tuna Helper. That movie, we did that movie recently, and they totally try to gaslight you into thinking a totally different thing happens in the first movie. And it's like, no, Bela Lugosi was a bad guy in that first movie. You can't,
right.
Like 11th hour go, he actually was a nice man. No, that's not true. You can't change that. We all saw what he did in the first movie. You can't have a twist like that.
Well, you know, it's the retcon. It's the classic sequel retcon where you got to make the second one work, and you figure, well, probably only 40% of the audience saw the first one anyway, so let's just roll with it.
I think it's got the worst sequelitis where it was really another movie that at the last minute they said, hey, let's just make it, the sequel to this movie.
Real quick.
And then they'll make a couple of changes to the script, and it doesn't really match up. And that happens a lot.
No, it does.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And there's, and so again, I say there are certain types of horror suspense that work for me. I wasn't into the cannibal movies. You know, one of my kids was heavily into like that type of stuff. He thought that was very funny. Didn't work for me.
Like Cannibal Ferox kind of stuff?
Yeah, or even, what was the movie, the more recent version, the Eli Roth version that they did?
Hell or something.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that's just, I don't know. But the other stuff kind of does, you know, or body horror even to a certain degree kind of works for me because I kind of relate to that.
Every morning I kind of relate to body.
Yeah, exactly. As I'm getting older and older, body horror is kind of becoming a thing.
And of course, we're talking about movies, like mostly Cronenberg movies, right? We're talking about like Scanners and Shivers and, I mean, those are The Fly, right?
The Fly. Yeah, I love the remake of The Fly.
Goldblum, The Fly.
Goldblum's The Fly is such a great movie. I could watch it over and over again. But there are others that are like that too, right? So then there's the Mysterious Visitor. There's all these different genres. Which one is your favorite as a host of Cinema Insomnia?
Boy, that's like picking a favorite child. I mean, my favorite genre, to be honest, I love a good cheesy sci-fi movie. I mean, honestly, yeah. You know, anything with guys in monster suits or, you know, model flying saucers, I just love that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, and Invasion of the Saucer Men or God,
right.
Whatever. That's, you know, I have a real soft spot in my heart for that. And it's amazing that Godzilla is still going, like,
yeah.
Shin Godzilla, and then they did Shin Kamen Rider and Shin Ultraman, and you know, I love you know, those are modern ones that I really like, and it's interesting to see that lineage of, you know, going all the way to 1954 today. It's like, wow, that's a robust
right.
Franchise.
Well, and you know what's really interesting about that is how many of those movies, the Universal monsters, let's go back to the 30s, that are still behind a paywall. You know, I mean, that says a lot. I mean, you got classic Academy Award winning movies that you can call up and watch for free, but you can't do that with The Wolfman.
No, you can't. And it's really interesting because, like, you know, we'll show The Wolfman or even Abbott and Costello, Meet Frankenstein.
Right.
You know, we can show that to an audience today. That's an 80-year-old movie, you know, 75-year-old
right.
movie. And people are still laughing and still enjoying
right.
it. And it's like, you know, and even with the lesser ones, like Plan 9 from Outer Space, you'll show that in a you can show that in a theater. It's like, you know, the A-list movies from that time period aren't showing in theaters. The A-list movies of that
right.
time period aren't even as celebrated as some of them are. People don't want to watch them. But these things that were considered kiddie fare, these things that were considered pot boilers, these things that were considered trash cinema, they have this life. Like, you know, I mean, you know, blockbusters fade, cult last.
But at the same time, I do think we should take a moment to recognize that what we think of as kiddie fare today was not at on the weekend of its release. And it was fairly, I wouldn't call it literature, but they were artful films that carried important themes, which seem to have been lost to history. For example, the theme of anti-Semitism, which is rife in The Wolfman. I don't mean as a promoting anti-Semitism, but fighting anti-Semitism.
The people who made those movies had very serious themes in them.
Right.
But horror movies, in general, had a stigma as being juvenile in the time period that they came out. But yeah, the people who made those movies were making serious movies. I mean, a lot of the horrors of World War I are reflected in the original Frankenstein through James
right.
Whale. So, you know, and obviously, you know, I think there was always this sort of pressure to put this legitimacy into everything because they were always being criticized for being illegitimate. But to be honest, horror films had a bad rap until like the 70s, you know, and from my standpoint, where it was, they were not thought of as material for, you know, upright adults.
Right. But I think that, I mean, to speak to a previous generation of creature features, I think that that is also part of how television reframed these movies. And the idea of a late night horror, which is fun, but it did to throw out the baby with the bathwater on that because, you know, a lot of these movies, I mean, they followed the Marvel model, which I think is interesting to consider today is.
Or did Marvel follow their model?
Well, that's what I mean. If you really look at it, they parallel and they hired very, very good actors
yeah.
to be in these situations, which carries it as opposed to schlock actors, which would have made the movie schlockier instead of taking it up a level, which is what the Boris Karloffs, the Bela Lugosis, the Lon Chaney Jr.'s.
I mean, honestly, it's a lot smarter. And even with Roger Corman stuff, they always
yeah.
had the best. They always had the best people with the lowest budget. They,
right.
they got the most out of it that way. You can't, you know, you can't afford to make mistakes, you know, on that level. So, you know, you get the best actors you can get and the best cinematographers you can get because they can shoot a movie in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.